The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We are here live at the Newtown Athletic Club, live Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the Odyssey app. Thank you for being here. The house filling up. So if you're watching us on YouTube, we do have on the feed everything that's happening on Capitol Hill, and you see everybody coming in. I just saw former President Barack Obama as he made his way in. We've been following the limo with the Bidens and the Trumps. It's amazing how all those people who feared Hitler and the devil now suddenly love him. It's just incredible, but I digress.
And, Dawn, don't forget, go Birds.
Woo!
Have we talked about yesterday? Go Birds!
That's just it. I really, before...
There's too much to now, be thankful.
See, now you got him spelling. So a couple of things here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You're not going to miss a thing in less than an hour. The greatest president ever, Donald J. Trump, sworn in as number 47. Can't wait for the big moment. Can't come soon enough, but they're making their way in. We're here with, and part of it, you know, my friend Denise came up because we've got our Amalfi crew from the Italy trips and going this spring to Italy as well. We got all of us packed in here. But, you know, part of this is, as Linda Kearns, the great Linda Kearns, who's our election integrity official, who's also special counsel for the president's team, who was right there all weekend, could have been there with Rich Zeoli on the dais, as we say. But Linda came back during the snowstorm, if you didn't hear me say it, because it was important for her to be. I said, Linda, can you be with us here? She came back in that storm last night. I'm, like, praying for her safety to be here with us today.
In
so
my
thank
beloved
you.
Pennsylvania that put Donald J. Trump back in the White House.
Woo! We can't wait. You're not going to miss a thing. So I want to get to our next guest, because when we think about locally, and I was having a little theme with, because they were really, as a, if you're a conservative woman, you know this. Whether you're out of the closet, if you're in the closet, it's okay. We won't show you on camera. That's okay, too. How many of you came out of the closet as a conservative woman to maybe an outer community? Can I see just a show of hands? How many have come out of the closet, let's say, within the past 4 years? Just a show of hands, right?
Yeah.
Big applause. Woo! Because it's not easy, right? I did that. And it was the great Rich Zeoli. He said, Dawnie, you got to come out of the closet. So Rich, by the way, Rich just texted me. He wanted to be here. As I say, he was supposed to be in D.C., as Linda was. Say a prayer for him. He may end up back in the hospital. He's just, God bless him, as he had that bone surgery, and I'm really worried about him. But it just kills Rich to not be here with you, but he's with all of us, and he's watching. So we love you, Rich Zeoli. Even though Rich is sick, and even if he goes back in the hospital, maybe I'll bring him a treat on the Trump platter that we got there at the Resolute desk, but he doesn't get to keep the platter. I'm just saying.
I have a feeling President Trump will have Rich back during this administration.
Yeah, Rich.
I have a good feeling.
You have a feeling?
That, yes.
Okay.
And I might have an in.
Ooh, a little tease for the future. Well, Rich won't bring me this time, so he'll make sure he gets the goods.
Okay.
We want to bring in, seriously, when we think about the local school board level, and I just want you to think about this as far as what's going on. And this is not just a national story, as you well know, it's local. I want to just welcome in Ann Horner, if I could, locally on the school board, one of the conservative women who has had the courage and the bravery to stand up for our school children. Because this has been a situation where it has been tough for people at the school board level. We've talked about this, the persecution locally. I want to welcome you in. Thank you, first of all, Ann, for being here today and for all you've done. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Dawn.
Absolutely. Can you take me through why this day is so important to you, Ann?
This day is important to me because it started back in 2020. I got involved because the kids were out of school and I knew what we were doing. My son attends Council Rock, attended Council Rock, as well as Middlebucks Institute of Technology. And I could see that these kids were falling, not just academically, mentally and physically. And I thought, I've got to stand up and I've got to get in front of these boards and I've got to let people know. And then more people started reaching out to me, staff and teachers, and I had adults and students telling me what they were going through and what was happening when we were keeping them home.
And that's just it. You know, Linda Kearns, Linda, alluded to this. Did we really ever need to keep the kids at home? You know, all of this will become transparent, and I think part of that is why today, maybe that's part of the reason Biden gave that preemptive pardon, which I've never heard of, to Fauci. But for you, Anne, as, you know, as a parent, you're in this district, this is your home. Yeah. You know, the fact that Trump, I know he promised me, we were on Kale & Company, Nick and I asked the question about what happens with Title IX, for example, or any of this, and he made the promise day one, all of that goes away. We're going to protect girls and young women in sports, in locker rooms, etc., which is awesome. But what's your, you know, as far as for you, what this means today and how you move forth after today?
Really what this means is that we've got somebody that's going to take the education, which is important to our children. This is our future. And we need to make sure that they have everything they need in educational ways to go through life, to be have those life skills. You know, Title IX, we already know, has already been changed.
Yes.
Because they knew Trump's going to come in. It's going to be changed. Thank goodness, right? That's a big thing. We want to make sure that our girls are protected. We've got to make sure they're protected.
And what I want to remind people, and it's something that I've been saying, I think, my whole adult life, if we had the type of turnout in these off-year elections, when people like you that are elected, you know, in presidential elections, our turnout's 70 to 80%. Off-years, 20, 30% maybe. Imagine if every single Republican turned out in every election. We have two elections in Pennsylvania every year. Every single year. I want to see all of you people who are here at that, out to vote, and I want to hear everybody who's listening. They need to show up to vote to get people like Ann in office.
Yeah, it's so important because what we realize is it was not a special situation. It's now the new norm. I mean, that's what I'm hearing from you, Linda Kearns, as an election integrity attorney. This is the new norm. Everybody has to show up. In essence, it's kind of biblical, like put on your armor and continue to wear it, be prepared, because this is the day where we have to fight, fight, fight. And that means every single election. I remember those midterms in Bucks County. I mean, so many of you maybe ran. I think of, oh, my goodness, Arthie Martino. I mean, I just was shocked. I was sick to my stomach and shocked. But then I learned that the Democrats nationally sent tons of money to, what are they doing, sending hundreds of thousands of dollars
for school board races?
Like,
right.
What?
Yes, for school board races, there was over $100,000 raised, and that's what we were up against. Was there's a lot of money, and they had from outside, you know, people that were coming into our local community to try to make a change our community. That's what we don't want.
Dawn,
we want to
outsiders.
Keep it local. Yeah. Yeah.
When we're back here in 2028 celebrating President Vance's inauguration,
ooh,
I want to hear from every single listener and every single person here that they voted in every election between now, 2025, and then. And if that happens, imagine what Pennsylvania is going to look like if all of these Republicans show up in every election, because candidates like Ann don't have the resources that the Trump campaign had with lawyers like me, tons of lawyers, tons of staff. They don't have those resources. We depend on good patriots to turn out. And I want to see every single person who turned out in 2024. They need to show up this year, next year, the year after, and Pennsylvania will be completely different. Pennsylvania is my beloved home state. It can get better, and we can make it better. There's room for improvement.
People don't understand the local level is where your taxes are and where it affects your community. Your schools, your community, that's what affects it.
As excited as I, you're right, as excited as I am about President Trump, what you do, if I lived in this county, would affect me more than what President Trump does on my day-to-day. What the local DA does, the local mayor, the local council person, all those positions, that affects me more. And we need to show up for those elections.
Yep. And we got to start fighting for our kids and speaking up for them and fighting for them for the curriculum to make sure they have all those educational skills to be able to come out into the workforce.
And that's part of it, why it was important for me. On this huge day, could we take a national feed and just kind of bask in the glow of all the pomp and circumstances? That's why we're playing it, so that you're not missing the images. There's no audio, really, per se, except, you know, the Trump kids just came in. Eric came in. Obviously, Laura Trump came in. I missed Ivanka if she came in, but I'm sure she's already in. And then Barron, can't miss him. He should have been the center of the basketball, whatever basketball team in college. But, you know, we're watching the visuals of everybody entering in. Obviously, we're not going to miss a thing. But it's important to think about what you ladies are saying right now. And that is, this is where it's at. As we think about, now be nice. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Hillary's my wife. Now, come on now. That's my best. Bill Clinton, Jimmy Kelly's usually. But, yeah, Clinton just came in. But look at this. All these past presidents, they're all there to, you know, be part of this, which is, I think, a wonderful show. But the reason it's important to have Linda here talking about election integrity, to have Ann here talking about local elections, and especially here in Bucks, because this is where it's at. And we have to remember that this is what it's all about. This is the battleground. And so we can't just sit back and go, oh, yay, it's all done, it's over with. No. It has just begun.
The fight never ends, Dawn.
Fight, fight, fight.
That's it.
Right, Ann?
Yep.
Yeah, baby. All right, we have to take a quick break. 855-839-1210. I'm saying Big Dan.
Whoa, hey there. Yeah.
Big
little
Dan
southern accent there, Dawn Stenson, huh?
Big Dan and 855-839-1210. Lunchtime. We are so excited to be back at the Newtown Athletic Center here. Packed crowd, getting a little lunch. You're not going to miss a thing, because when we hear J.D. Vance, the new VP of the president, when he's sworn in, and then, of course, number one, Donald J. Trump, number 47, Carrie Underwood, we got it all covered. I do want to get to a developing story real quick here, and that's with Ann Horner as we continue the conversation. You've heard me interviewing Jamie a lot, as well as Meg Brock from Bucks County. Their battle, really, starting out, especially Meg Brock, starting out as a mom who just wanted to know what the heck was going on, filed some Freedom of Information requests, and is still to this minute, by the way, involved in lawsuits because Bucks County does not want to be transparent in whatever in the heck they were talking about. Well, then within late last week, we learned there was another situation where allegedly there were school board members and other officials who were not being transparent and were allegedly finding other ways to communicate with one another. Why is that? At the school board level? By the way, that's a similar thing that we heard with the Anthony Fauci NIH. Remember that those hearings at the federal level, the national level, where there were individuals who had secret, I don't know, pathways to communicate, all of that is not legal. But I want to get the latest as far as, and I know you have to be careful with what you say, Ann, but from your perspective as a school board member, Council Rock, what you're dealing with and what you're up against.
So it's not just Council Rock. In Bucks County, we've got, it came out really with Central Bucks and Pensbury, where there's allegedly these communications on an app that you have people talking about deliberations, could be alleged deliberations, of communications of the school duties, and it's not the whole board and the public doesn't know about it. And that is not what we want to be doing.
No, those people work for the citizens. They work for the voters. They should not be in secret.
So can I tell you something? Linda Kearns, you know, I'm just going to say it, a top legal mind, a top attorney in the nation. And so I'm glad you're hearing this firsthand, Linda, because this is the kind of thing, like, and I'm just looking, I remember my friends when my boys were little, especially, and we were in a private school, and everybody go, you be on the committee, you be on the, oh, I'm not doing it, I'm not, you know, usually if you've been part of a school board or whatever, you, it's the last thing you want to do. You got the short straw. The fact that these individuals are not only giddy to do it, and then they're having like these alleged secret conversation, like, what the heck? This is, so then you have to wonder, it kind of frightens me, what are they up to? What's their end game if they're so gung-ho about all of this? Then you wonder, what is their agenda for our kids?
Yep, and that's what we want to protect. We want to make sure that we have that public knowledge. You know, as an elected official, I have a duty to make sure that we're working together to make sure the public is knowledge and that we're doing the right for the children.
Right, and the voters, your constituents, they should hear what you're doing. There should be agendas. Everybody should know what's going on. Now, sometimes there are deliberations. There are allowed to be, you know, a secret. There are executive session type deliberations. But for the most part, all of that should be out in the open.
Agree. Yep, there are executive sessions that are legal, and that gets publicized and what have you. But doing anything on allegations of doing it behind the closed doors is not.
Well, even though you're in the minority, keep your voice out there. Keep fighting back. I mean, I'm a Philly girl. I live in Philadelphia, and one of my big complaints always about Philly is when we do get Republicans in Philly government, which is very, very rare, they don't speak up. I want them to be a thorn in their side. I want to hear from them constantly. Make a huge pest of yourself. Like, I make a pest of myself with my Elvis requests here at the station. Make a pest of yourself with what you believe should be happening, because that's why your voters voted for you.
Absolutely. That's exactly why I'm here. Those people elected me to be a voice for them.
Absolutely.
I will just say, Anne's one of those people who, like, they had to drag. I mean, you're a mom. You got a full-time job. You were dragged into it. And now
exactly.
I think what I see with you is a real sense of duty now seeing what you see.
Absolutely. I have been driven because when I ran and realized, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because our children and the community deserve to have transparency, but we also have to, you know, we shouldn't be political. On a school board, it should not be political. We should be unified. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing going forward, and this is where I hope that with President Trump and his administration, we start really unifying all the way down.
I hope so. I think that he'll set the tone. But remember, these local elections, it's up to us.
Yes.
It's up to us. I mean, we can't depend on the federal government to do all this for us. That's what we conservatives believe, that we should be taking care of this at the local level, which, again, is why I want to see every single person vote in every single election. I've never missed an election since I've been 18 years old. I realize some of you might not have that perfect record, but you can. Between now and 2028, I want to see perfect.
This is your challenge.
Perfect attendance.
It is. When I was knocking doors and people were saying, well, you have an election.
Oh, we have an election?
I said, yeah, every year there are elections.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Anne, thank you so much. Thanks, and I hope I didn't push you too much, because I know this is something new for you, and we appreciate you're a patriot, and you're making Bucks County.
Thank you for supporting us out here.
Keep up the fight.
Yeah, keep up the fight for sure. We're going to do a reset real quick here. Dan Borowski and Jimmy Kelly back at the station. We've got our great crew here. Full house at the Newtown Athletic Club. You can still come on in. You're not going to miss a thing. But this is a day, I mean, you guys, we're less than 33 minutes from DJT taking that oath. I can't wait. I truly feel, we were all sick over Christmas. For me, this is Christmas more. I said to my husband last October, all I want for Christmas is President Donald J. Trump to be sworn into office January 20th. My prayer, I know all of us, right? Our prayers are
answered. I love this country, and I am just thrilled that we are back in power.
We'll be back in just a moment. Back live, Newtown Athletic Club. Woo! We are getting close. The champagne, the Trump champagne on ice as we wait for that moment when incoming President Donald J. Trump is sworn in. It should be 12 or 1201, and he'll take that oath of office by Chief Justice John Roberts. But before that, and we will take this live when, in fact, the incoming Vice President, that's J.D. Vance, he'll be sworn in by Justice Kavanaugh. So this is what's happening today as we see all the dignitaries, former presidents, the Trump family, the entire cabinet, all making their way in. And then, of course, after they're sworn in, we'll see the inaugural parade. And what are they booing?
We've got Kamala and Joe coming in.
Yeah, Kamala and Joe. Our crowd here at the Newtown Athletic Club.
Pennsylvania, be gracious. We won. We don't need to boo them. We won.
But, you know, we love to boo. So let's just, you know, be real about it. Yes. Trump's favorite opera singer. We've talked a lot about how Trump loves opera, and if you were at any of the Trump rallies, you saw that going on. So getting a little taste of opera. I don't know if you want to dip into this a little bit, Dan. Incredible moment as we see now J.D. Vance, future vice president of the United States of America. If you read his book, Hillbilly Elegy, you know what his journey has been all about. Huge Trump supporter, an American patriot who has served our nation. And as we see this incredible event unfolding, just a beautiful event. And as well, we've just celebrated the first of the hostages come home. Three Jewish women, three Israeli women, as they make their way home, because, of course, Trump had promised there will be hell to pay. And reminiscent of, for those of you who remember back in the day when Ronald Reagan, before he took the oath of office, a lot of similarities here. And I know many of you talking about that all morning today, that it reminds you of, you know, the Iran hostage deal and how. So, yeah. Right, Linda?
Absolutely.
So, and that, who's coming in now? There's Mike Johnson, House Speaker, making his way in. I know our crowd here at the Newtown Athletic League, many of you giving a big applause as the first lay future, back incoming, Melania Trump, making her way through. And
making America glamorous again.
Yeah, thank you. Making America glamorous again, for sure. She was on.
Not as glamorous as Dawn Stenzel, but a close second.
We were in the bathroom this morning putting on my fake eyelashes. We were having a hoot, solving America's issues, for sure. But
I think Melania has people for that.
She has her team, for sure. But everybody's assembled there. When they begin, and when Justice Kavanaugh will then begin to deliver the remarks for J.D. Vance to take the oath of office, and here he is, the man of the hour, Donald J. Trump, making his way in. I always look at the tie. Huge applause.
You did this, Pennsylvania.
There's our future First Lady, Melania Trump. Everyone's standing ovation. She's in her hat. I wonder if we can show the crowd. She's in a fabulous hat. As they're serenaded by opera singer Christopher Macchio, the tenor who, of course, has been singing the national anthem at all of the Trump rallies. And then you see Melania take her seat next to her pride and joy, her son Barron, who's like, what, 6'7" or something? 18
Ladies
years
and gentlemen,
young.
Escorting the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States, Ranking Member of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, the Honorable Deb Fischer, House Democratic Leader, the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries, and Senate Majority Secretary, the Honorable Robert Duncan.
Boo.
If Mama Zilli were here, she would say, be nice, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, the Honorable Joseph R. Biden, Jr., and Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Kamala Davy Harris.
So last time he'll hear that music when he's walking around.
Oh, be careful, baby.
Stop it. Was a bit. So now we see President Joe Biden, Vice President Harris, for the last time.
That can't be easy for her.
Yeah.
I don't really care, but...
Oh, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, escorting the Vice President-elect, the Executive Director
Here
for the
come.
Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, Mr. Michael Wagner, Senate Deputy Sergeant-at-Arms and Doorkeeper, Jason Bell.
Kamala is not
and
clapping.
House Deputy Sergeant-at-Arms, Mr. Sean Keating.
So these are the this is the pomp and circumstance that we talk about as they are being introduced.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President-elect of the United States, the Honorable J.D. Vance.
You should know that that applause is live at the nap that you're hearing there.
Yes.
Looks like we have a standing room only crowd by now. I gotta keep saying it, Pennsylvania, you did this. The momentum in Pennsylvania put us over the top in this country. I am so grateful to every voter, every volunteer.
J.D. Vance, big smile, red tie, blue suit. He got the Trump memo.
Maybe. I think he's his own guy, too.
And you see the vice presidents, the future second lady, wearing sort of a mauve pinkish jacket. Last night wore white.
Ladies and gentlemen, escorting the President-elect, the Staff Director for the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, Elizabeth Farah, House Sergeant-at-Arms, the Honorable William P. McFarland, Senate Sergeant-at-Arms and Doorkeeper, the Honorable Jennifer A. Hemingway, Senate Majority Leader, the Honorable John Thune, and the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, House Democratic Leader, the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries, House Majority Leader, the Honorable Steve Scalise, Speaker of the House of Representatives, the Honorable Mike Johnson, Senate Democratic Leader, the Honorable Charles E. Schumer, Ranking Member of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, the Honorable Deb Fischer, and Chairwoman of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, the Honorable Amy Klobuchar.
Hope somebody shaved your legs. Remember that? Shake my leg.
Don,
yes.
Don, be nice.
Sorry. Excuse me. Here he comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President-elect of the United States, the Honorable Donald John Trump.
Thank you to every one of you here. Of you listening and watching. Thank you to Linda Kearns, Michael Whatley, for every patriot. Thank you for making this moment in our great country. You made this happen. You stood in line. Here he is. Donald J. Trump enters the room.
When this country saw Pennsylvania so excited for this election, it turned us around.
Amen.
And they saw your enthusiasm.
Standing ovation here at the Newtown Athletic Club.
We are back.
We are back, baby. Better than ever. I've never seen Don Jr. smile so big. He's standing to the right of J.D. Vance. President-elect Trump, his son Barron behind him. Handshake with Joe Biden.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated.
And everybody here at the Newtown Athletic Club just sat down, too. Since 1789, when George Washington was sworn in, this is the type of pomp and circumstance that we've seen every 4 years inaugurals. And so now Trump is sort of the last to be seated, I guess.
The chairwoman of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, the Honorable Amy Klobuchar.
I'll just point out to you, do you want to hear Amy?
Welcome to the 60th presidential inauguration. Today, President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Vance will take their oaths of office, and we will witness the peaceful transfer of power at the heart of our democracy.
Normally, this would
take
place on the
West Front of the U.S. Capitol. For the past year, I've chaired the inaugural ceremony committee, which includes the leadership of Congress from both parties.
Due to the extreme cold weather, they said this is why this is inside. So I just wanted to point that out. Normally, although many in the past, inaugurals for weather or different reasons, they were held inside like this. But normally we'd see this on the west front of the U.S. Capitol building.
Right. Just Ronald Reagan II was inside.
Inside. And what was that? Was it cold weather?
Yeah,
was it bad
weather?
So it does happen.
Our theme this year is our enduring democracy. The presence of so many presidents and vice presidents here today is truly a testament to that endurance. We welcome President Biden and Dr. Biden. We welcome Vice President Harris and Doug Emhoff.
As Rich Seale says,
President Obama,
we're obligated to call her Dr. Jill Biden. That's the last
Clinton.
Time you'll hear that,
President
too.
President Bush and Laura Bush. Vice President Pence, Vice President Quayle, and Marilyn Quayle. The justices of the United States Supreme Court are with us, all nine of them, I counted, and of course, the Trump and Vance families. This ceremony marks what will soon be 250 years of our democracy. It is the moment when leaders, elevated by the will of the people, promise to be faithful to our Constitution, to cherish and defend it. It is the moment when they become, as we all should be, the guardians of our country. Through war and peace, through adversity and prosperity, we hold this inauguration every 4 years. And today it falls on Martin Luther King Day, a further reminder that we must strive to uphold the values enshrined in our Constitution, the freedoms, the liberties, and, as is inscribed on the entrance of the United States Supreme Court, equal justice under law.
Okay, as Klobuchar delivers this address for all the pomp and circumstance, I just want you to note our great Dom Giordano is in the house. I'm trying to get this cork off. We got the Trump champagne. How are you,
President
Dom?
Kennedy, very good.
At one point worked as a senator in this building.
Oh, watch yourself there, Don.
A little premature champagne.
Once said, in a democracy, every citizen, regardless of interest in politics, holds office. Every one of us is in a position of responsibility.
Just a great moment as we are literally minutes away from the swearing-in ceremonies here, which will bring us to a great place in America, as it's a moment that we hoped for, that we prayed for, and a moment of prayer just moments ago, actually, there in D.C. They moved this ceremony inside because of the dangerous cold. In many ways, in many respects, it is a solemn ceremony because we celebrate our nation. For those of us here live at the Newtown Athletic Center and across America who voted for Trump, who saw him, who supported him, for us, it is a day of victory, of celebration, and really not at all a day of politics. politics, but rather a day that's a great day for America. This is the day we've hoped and prayed for. Dom Giordano, the great one here. Dom is here. Linda Kearns, who, I mean, quite frankly, Linda, this weekend, you were right there with everybody. And I can't say it enough. Linda wanted to be here with this packed crowd here with our audience to celebrate, as you say, your beloved Pennsylvania and all that you fought for as an election attorney.
And this is especially sweet because of how hard we worked for this. Makes it
well,
really
Linda,
sweet.
Congratulations to you, too. I know Dawn seconds that, you and yes. Scott Presler and Jim Worthington, our host, Jim
Woo!
Worthington, who is one of only, we've been texting him back and forth, one of only 600 people right there inside the swearing in. Spouse is not even allowed. So
right.
Who are these 600?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. We'll hear from him a little bit later what it was like.
So that will be incredible. We really look forward to it. But they moved inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the intense cold, a solemn ceremony, as we'll see. J.D. Vance goes first, and then Trump at 12:01. I want to thank all of you for being here today as we, you know, it feels a little bit like a communion as we kind of spread the cup around with the Trump champagne, thanks to Sarah bringing it. But can we give a toast to this day that we vow? It's not a day about politics. I know many of you, can we stand up? I mean, so many of you, you're patriots. And this is to you. This is to the great Linda Kearns. It is to Jim Worthington, who's with us in spirit.
Every single volunteer, every single poll watcher, every single poll worker, every single voter, everyone who made phone calls, this is for all of us.
Dom Giordano, as you look at this moment.
Well, Dawn, I'm even drinking champagne. You know, I have an aversion to that. I prefer the wine here, people that listen, but it's a moment for champagne.
Cheers.
Thank
Cheers,
you, Dawn. Great job, Linda.
Cheers,
thank
Linda.
You.
God bless the USA. We love you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.